following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Aggie Sports Network Mix 106.5. For another area contest, both the varsity girls and the varsity boys going to be doing action tonight. The Aggies taking on the Shelby County Wildcats live from Columbiana. Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman here. And Alex, first off, we have the Lady Aggies coming up. 0-2 record to start the area play. This is the time to get on the board, going up against another team that's 0-2. But I'll tell you what, Shelby County, deceptively, they might be 0-2 in the area, but they're 10-4 overall. They've played a pretty good schedule, won some games against some quality opposition. What did the Aggies need to do tonight to rebound against this Wildcat team and get on the board in the win column in area play?
They definitely cannot start area play 0-3. That's a big no-no if you're Victor Smith. You're going against another 0-2 team, like you mentioned, Michael. You cannot let this team get the best of you, even though you are on their home court. You got to pick up this win here. But if you're the Aggies playing Shelby County, like you said, they're deceptively 10-4, very talented team, a lot of good players. Sylacauga the last two games against Clay Central and Briarwood did not play up to par, lost to Clay Central 60-32, and then last week lost to Briarwood 56-18. So two not very good losses. You got to get back in the win column or have some at least positives at the very least. You got to stop forcing shots in the paint. That's what's been their undoing these past couple of losses, is they just continually try to just throw shots up in the paint over taller defenders rather than trying to kick out and find open jump shooters, which they did in the end of the Briarwood game when you saw some other players come in the game as they were driving to the basket, kicking out to the open shooter. And while they didn't make the jump shots, they were open and they were uncontested. And that's what you have to have for Victor Smith, is find the open shooter. Don't just continue to attack the paint and throw shots up over contested defenders.
We've seen different players step up throughout the season for the Aggies, the likes of Acacia Patterson, Jalen Nix, Journey Smith, Kaylin Cannon, just to name a few. Alex, which of those players, or is there another one on the roster that you think needs to have the game tonight to carry the Aggies to victory? Who's going to be the X factor?
It's got to be Journey Smith. All season long, she's been the catalyst for the Sylacauga offense. When she doesn't play up to her standard, the Aggies don't do that. And when she plays up to what we know she can play to be, they play really good basketball. So Journey Smith has got to play some great basketball tonight. She's shown all season she can do that. And the last two games haven't gone well for anybody on the Sylacauga Aggies. So having Journey Smith play great basketball is going to be the key for Sylacauga.
Well, we'll step aside here for just a moment. When we come back, the first of two contests tonight from Columbiana, Sylacauga and Shelby County. It's basketball action live on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis and Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
About to get underway here in Shelby County on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. The varsity girls just about to tip off. Thank you for joining us here on Mix 106.5. And we are underway. The Aggies, donning the black uniforms with red letters, have won the tip-off. Journey Smith with the ball now over to the right corner to Kaylin Cannon. Now back to Journey Smith up top. And Kaylin Cannon on the right wing. Passes to Patterson, top of the key. Journey Smith, open three, passes it up, charges into the left, lays it in high off the glass. It's going to be off, and a long rebound to the Wildcats. Nice pass inside by number five. And Saniah Floyd, and a shot attempt goes up for Morgan Arnold, but it's just off. Now the Aggies with the ball, and they go down the court in transition. An attempt from Jalen Nix goes up and just misses, and now that's going to be a foul call after the rebound. Don't believe we have number, is that number 24? Yes. Kenneth Blue. Fouled by Kaylin Cannon, the first foul of the game, goes against the Aggies. Fast-paced start here in the first 50 seconds.
Definitely has been. In Sylacauga, we saw that in their win against Lincoln after Christmas break. That's what they did successfully in that win.
Inbound is turned over from the Wildcats to the Aggies, but then the Wildcats get it right back. Blue comes in. Around the world, scoop attempt layup, hits the front of the rim, and then goes to the Aggies. That was a pretty acrobatic attempt. Now Kaylin Cannon for three long. No, that was Journey Smith. Misses, and now the Wildcats open in transition, and it's an easy lay-in for Saniah Floyd. The first points of the game goes to Shelby County.
Sylacauga got a pretty good look last possession, but fortunately didn't fall. Hopefully they can get it going here, unlike they did against Briarwood.
There's a three attempt from Kaylin Cannon. It's going to be a little bit long to the left, rebound to the Wildcats. Charging down the left side. And a nice lay-in there from Morgan Arnold.
Wow.
And the Wildcats have come to play here early, up 4-0.
Back-to-back circus shots for the Shelby County Wildcats.
And they almost hit a third right before that. Aggies with the ball now. Swinging in around the perimeter from left to right. Now inside. Nice pass. Haley Cannon misses the first one, gets her own rebound. Now goes up with it. Jalen Nix, and excuse me, that's not Jalen Nix. It's number 33. Swain.
This is like a completely different Sylacauga team than we saw last week against Clay Central and Briarwood. They're getting into their offensive sets right now. They're working the ball around the key. They're trying to find the open player, and they've done it multiple possessions. That's been a big change for Victor Smith this early in this game.
Swain misses both free throws. Haley Cannon hits the deck, gets the rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. And since the Aggies won the opening tip-off, possession arrow favors Shelby County. Aggies pressing. They get the ball to Blue. Blue able to break the press alone. Brings it up the court. Tries to lay it in, and she's going to be fouled.
We didn't see Silicaga do this last week against Briarwood in that game. It'll implement the press, but we see it early, implement it. They don't stop the ball handler. That's the big key in the press, is you've got to prevent the person with the ball from getting to the paint. And right there, the defenders let the Shelby County Wildcat blow right past them. Got to slide your feet.
And now Kenneth Blue, who seems to be one of the primary, if not the primary, ball handlers for Shelby County, seventh grader out there, number 24. And she was the one that attempted the first circus layup attempt that almost went in. So I tell you what, Shelby County, looking at their roster, they do have one senior starting, one junior, but their other starters are 7th grade, 8th grade, and sophomore. So this Shelby County team looks primed for a future that's very bright with three starters as underclassmen, two of them not even in high school yet. Inbound for Shelby County after the second missed free throw was off an Aggie attempted rebound last, and then it's going to be a foul going inside there as Cadence Cannell was fouled going for it, so she'll have her first free throw attempts of the evening.
Big no-no there from the Silicaga Aggie defender is you have straight up position, but you reach down and slap at the ball. If you're right there, hand straight up, wall up, and you're likely not going to get called for the foul. Just not the right movement there if you're the defender.
But so far, Shelby County unable to make the Aggies pay for it. Three straight missed free throws. Cannell going to try to break that streak here with her second attempt. And it's also off. Jalen Nix in the game now for Swain. Rebound offensively goes to Shelby County. Now Blue resets. Going to pass outside. And a good defense there. But the shot never even made it above the Shelby County player's head, but it essentially worked as a bounce pass inside to number one, Daly Griffin, the lone senior starter, and then she's fouled on the putback attempt. So right now, Shelby County living at the free throw line, but they can't make it work for them.
Looked like a pinball machine down there with the ball just going around and around, lands in her lap right there.
And talking about pinball machine, how that ball just rimmed out for the free throw, the first attempt from Griffin, looked like it was down about twice and still didn't go through this. Finally, Shelby County is able to hit a free throw, and they're up 5-0. Aggies bring it down the court with Patterson. Over to Kaylee Cannon on the left. Now Journey Smith. Back to Patterson on the right. Now Smith, top of the key, almost loses it. Now gets it back, Kaylee Cannon to Patterson. Looking for an open three, and right now that Wildcat zone holding the Aggies firm. Patterson does put one up. Jayla Nix gets the rebound, but she's going to be called for over the back.
Well, right there, if you're the Silicaga Aggies, you got to get a paint touch. I know you took an open three-pointer there, but in that position, you got to get a paint touch. And when you do get the paint touch, you'll have a more wide-open three-pointer than you did right there.
And just under 3 minutes into the first period, the Aggies have committed the fifth foul of the first period, which means for the rest of the first period, Shelby County's in the bonus. And Daly Griffin will go to the line to shoot two. She has made the only free throw so far, and she'll double that tally. The first of two good here. So we saw this against Clay Central. The Aggies getting in a lot of foul trouble and causing a lot of bonus situations for their opponent. And now it's happened once again here at Shelby County. Down 7-0 as Griffin makes both free throws. Journey Smith to Kaylee Cannon. Kaylee Cannon thinks about the three. Now she's trapped on the left wing, and the ball's going to be bounced off of Patterson as Cannon tried to get it to her, and it goes out of play back to Shelby County.
Once again, Silicaga doesn't get a paint touch there in that high-low set. If they're going to play a zone, you got to attack the open spaces in the zone. Silicaga has not done that, and they also have not passed the ball into the interior.
Blue passes it outside to Floyd. Floyd to Arnold. Arnold drives inside to the left, lays it in, and the foul.
Defender flat-footed, did not slide her feet. The ball handler blows right past her. Second time for Silicaga, where they're caught sleeping defensively. Got to wake up. Down 7-0.
And now down 9-0, and potentially double digits here if Arnold can make the traditional three-point play, and she does. It's good. 10-0. Silicaga, 0 points and 6 fouls committed so far. It has been tough sledding here early. Journey Smith able to get in the lane, and she's going to draw a foul, not able to get the lay-in to go. That was a tough Euro step attempt from Journey Smith. It's quite a journey all the way to Europe, and she almost made a great play there to get the Aggies finally on the board. Hopefully she can do that here from the free throw line.
But that's exactly what Sylacauga needed to do. Journey Smith attacked the hole in Shelby County zone and got rewarded with a foul right there. But if there would have been somebody on the opposite block, would have been a free dump down pass for an open layup. So right there, Sylacauga seeing the fruition of how good their offense can be if it works and they attack the right spots.
Journey Smith not able to make the first free throw. Here's the second one coming up, and she banks that one in. And the Aggies finally on the board, 10-1, 4:29 remaining in the first period. And now a triple team is going to result in a turnover. But then Journey Smith not able to get the shot, but then she's fouled. It was mass chaos there. I think Shelby County inbounded it almost before their entire team was ready. It's going to be a foul called on Shelby County before the act of shooting for Journey Smith. So an inbound here under the basket for the Aggies, but effectively a quick turnover. Aggies almost give it right back. And it's going to be last off of Arnold. The ball was inbounded here on the far baseline to Haley Cannon. She dribbled it off of Arnold last, so the Aggies keep the ball. Here's Patterson, top of the key. Pass it left, Haley Cannon. Try to go inside Journey, trying to find Jayla Nix, but it's going to be a turnover in the hands of Blue. Layup attempt by Arnold, missed. Now Aggies can break. Patterson, she's going one on three right here, and she's going to end up losing the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds and right back to Shelby County.
Good Patterson right there. You're one on three. Got it. Got it. Pull that ball back and let your offense get set up. That's what Sylacauga had to do right there. Unfortunately, Acacia Patterson had other ideas.
And Shelby County going to take a timeout here, up 10-1, halfway through the first period. We'll take a quick break with them here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Ag Sports Network.
Noble City Plumbing serves Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
La Piñata Mexican Grill has Taco Tuesday specials starting at $1.99, plus Michelob Ultra, bottle and draft, only $2.99 all day. La Piñata, on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Checking back in here, 3:45 remaining in the first period. Shelby County with the ball, open three attempt from Arnold. Misses, but then gets her own rebound, puts it back up. Can't find anything, and it's going to go last off of Shelby County out of play in favor of the Aggies. We got at least one substitution I see here coming in for Shelby County. Emily Dixon, a senior on the squad, only one of two seniors on the squad into the game. And Jacqueline Harville coming in for Sylacauga. Some good news for the Aggies, the junior varsity boys, as we witnessed right before this game started, with a dominant 49-24 win over the Wildcats junior varsity boys squad. So that junior varsity team for the Aggies piling up some wins here throughout the year. Looking forward to seeing how they progress as they enter their varsity career, as the Aggies swinging it around the perimeter. And Kaylee Cannon called for a travel. Her feet got ahead of her mind there, I think. Wanted to penetrate, but did a pump fake pass and started moving before she dribbled.
The Aggies are moving the ball well on the perimeter, but they're not letting the big men in the high post and the low post get set. That's before they can even get up in the high post, moving the ball back. If you're going to have an effective offense, you got to let the big men get set so you can give them the ball and find the inside guy.
Tough inbound pass there. It's going to find McKenna Blue. She's fighting hard to get the ball back. She missed the layup, puts another one up, misses that one as well. Ball hits the deck. It's going to definitely be a jump ball. I can't tell you which bodies are down there fighting for it.
It's getting scrappy.
Griffin for Shelby County came up with the ball. I can't tell you. It looked like about three different Aggies fighting for that ball down there as well in a pile. Looked like a football pile after a fumble. But the Aggies have the possession arrow and the ball now. Here's Jacqueline Harville. Quick three coming down the floor after Journey Smith passes it to her. Offensive rebound for Jayla Nix. Puts it back up. She misses. The Aggies immediately force a turnover from Blue, but then trying to turn around quickly in transition, fall down, lose the ball, and it goes out of play back to Shelby County. And we got a timeout here called by Coach Victor Smith for the Aggies. We'll take a quick break with him here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Even diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brules, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggies back from timeout. Shelby County with the ball up 10-1. Kenneth Blue driving, and it kicks it to Arnold. Looked like a travel there. Had to be a travel. I mean, it is called a travel. I think Morgan Arnold started playing hopscotch.
Definitely did, man. I wonder what a square she was on at that point.
I don't know. I think she – I don't know the rules well enough to hopscotch, but I know the rules to basketball, and you cannot do that. Aggies with the ball. And Kaylee Cann is trapped over here. She is able to get the ball to Patterson. Now to Jacqueline Harville. Harville almost travels as well. Doesn't. Passes it. Cannon now to Patterson, now back to Harville. They try the inside pass. It's going to be off of Shelby County. Trying to save it is Dixon, but she's not able to save it before. I don't know if her foot touched last or the ball touched out of bounds last, but either way, Sylacauga will keep it. Sylacauga struggling mighty. Still yet to make a shot from the open play. Only one free throw from Journey Smith, a lone point for the Aggies here, and we're getting close to 6 minutes into the first period. Patterson, Harville, going to take a three, misses, rebound, Jayla Nix puts it up, she's going to be fouled.
If I had one word to describe what Sylacauga needs to do right now, it'd be patient. They're swinging the ball, the offense is flowing, but they're swinging it too quickly. I mean, talked about it earlier, the guys on the perimeter are swinging the ball around, but they're not letting the big men or the big women get set up. I mean, at one point in this game, you had two of the ladies on the opposite blocks in an offensive set where you had to have one in the high post and one in the low post. You got to be patient swinging the ball. And when you get pressured on the perimeter as a ball handler, be strong with the basketball. Dribble it. Don't pick up your dribble when you don't have to. Just be strong with it and look inside. And don't telegraph your passes, which is what Sylacauga has done multiple times.
Aggies miss both free throws, but get the offensive rebound, and Journey Smith tries to put it back up, and she's going to be fouled. I mean, I'm struggling with my vision tonight. I thought I was looking at Jayla Nix's number 10. It's number 12 instead, Alexis Bundridge. She was the one, the Lady Aggie at the free throw line, and now it'll be Journey Smith, who has made one free throw tonight, looking to add to that Aggie scoreboard that is not looking too pretty on that visitor side right now.
These jerseys do us no favors right now trying to find the numbers. I mean, they're black and you have the dark red numbers. It's kind of difficult to see who's who.
And I think they meant, was there a lane violation or something there? I don't know if you can have a lane violation in a double bonus situation, but first free throw missed from Journey Smith. Second one is good. The Aggies now trail 10-2. 2 minutes remain in the first period. And Kenneth Blue. talked about earlier, seventh grader. Brings the ball down the court. Now to Morgan Arnold. Arnold looks for an inside pass. Really good one to Dixon there. Clears space. And she's, like you said, wanting the Aggies to find that open person on the low block. Shelby County able to do that. It results in an easy two. That is a contested three shot attempt from Jacqueline Harville. And can't find anything there. It looked like Blue might have traveled. Misses the shot on the quick transition, but it's going to come off an Aggie last. It'll stay with the Wildcats.
I understand Sylacauga hasn't found a lot offensively, but that's about the second or third time they've come down the court, passed the ball one time, and hooked up a three-pointer. You got to get into an offensive set and continue to find the person in the low post.
Arnold passes inside, and right there, it's high to low action as Connell finds Neely Smith, a ninth grader, and Smith lays it in to make the score 14-2, Shelby County. And here's a quick turnover. Shelby County with the ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. I believe the possession arrow favors Shelby County. It does. And right now, the Aggies, they just look so flustered offensively. They're not playing bad defensive ball right now, but so flustered offensively.
Well, when offense isn't going well, you use your defense to turn that into offense. And unfortunately for Sylacauga, the defense isn't doing their job either. So if you're going to be the Aggies, you got to play great defense. And like you did against Lincoln, force turnovers, get rebounds, and go out and run like they're doing right now.
There's good defense, and a good transition bucket goes in from Haley Cannon. The Aggies got a block, I believe, from Jacqueline Harville. And then the long pass down the court from Bundridge to Haley Cannon is good. And now here's another turnover as Patterson gets the steal. She's going to slow it down instead of going transition. Aggies down 14-4 with 23 seconds remaining. Journey Smith pushes in from the left side, and she's going to be fouled as she goes up with it.
Back-to-back possession. Sylacauga uses that defense to turn it into offense. Definition of the basketball they like to play. Victor Smith going forward, use it.
Another opportunity from Journey Smith at the free throw line. It's nice to see that transition attempt. It would have been possibly no points from open play in the first period if not for that. First free throw, no good from Smith.
I mean, you could see the growth right there in Acacia Patterson in just the first quarter, where earlier she tried to push the ball one on three, and right there she decided to pull it back and let the offense set up.
Second free throw also off the mark from Smith. Here comes Blue quickly. I think she dribbled the ball off her foot. I thought it was off of her last. They're going to say it was off Aggie.
Looked like it was off her right from where I'm sitting.
Smith was guarding her. Thirteen seconds left. Here's Blue. Passes it over to Nancy Hall. And Blue loses it. 3 seconds remaining. Aggie's got to do something quick, and I don't think they... Journey Smith was aware of the shot clock. She chunks up a three-quarter court shot, and if she hit that, I would have given her my paycheck.
Perfect way to end the quarter, though.
She does not, though, and the Aggies trailing 14-4 at the end of the first period. We will take a break here when we come back. More Lady Aggie basketball here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Oak Grove Feet and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feet and Tack on Highway 280.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Second period underway here from Columbiana as the Aggies had a really, really tough first period offensively. Only one basket made from open play, two free throws on top of that from Jeremy Smith, but a lone 4 points. And that's not going to win you a lot of ball games, Alex.
Definitely won't win you a lot of basketball games. But in that quarter, you had a lot of good defensive possessions. So you got to build off that. And when you're half court offensively, play patient, play slow, and find the open guy in the low post, and that'll find you open 3-point shots.
Aggie's looking for something outside right now. Patterson swings it over to Smith on the right. Now Patterson back all the way to Harville on the left, almost baseline. Now Harville more left wing, thinks about the three, now passes it back to Smith. Now Patterson on the right. Harville. Smith inside position. There's Jalen Nix. She's going to be fouled by Dixon right after receiving the ball, so a quick first foul. And that's one thing I want to see from the Aggies is defensively try not to get in foul trouble. I've seen it too many times this year. There's a quick inbound to Jalen Nix. She's shots blocked, puts it back up, shots blocked again, and now Shelby County with the ball. But Dixon turns it over right to Harville. Three ball attempts from Smith, misses, and now it's going to be a jump ball between Nix and Cannell. Possession arrow with Shelby County.
Might be 14-4, but Silicaga is battling for every loose ball, every rebound. They're not giving up. They're fighting down low with every Shelby County Wildcat player.
I mean, I think you may have seen more games than me this year, Alex, but I can't think of it. What a shot made by Arnold there, fouled just outside the paint, kind of a mid-range two there. She banks it in and the foul. To get back to my point, I have not seen quit. That's one thing that you can say in this team. No matter the score, no matter the situation in the game, these Aggies do not stop fighting as the free throw is good for the second traditional three-point play of the game for Arnold. She's a tough finisher in the lane, 17-4. And Harville tries to dribble to her right, loses the ball, and she's going to be fouled by Sanaya Floyd, who hit the deck as well. Second foul on Shelby County here, a minute and a half into the second period. Inbound, Harville to Smith, back to Harville. To Smith, Smith dribbles left, baseline, lays it in. Oh, man, I thought she had that one. It just missed going in. It is a foul. And it'll send Smith back to the line. She's been there quite a lot so far this evening.
I'm going to tell you right now, when Journey Smith drives like that, if they put another Silicaga Aggie on the opposite block, Journey Smith dumps that down to her, that's there all day, every day. It's been there twice now. I can guarantee you, the way Shelby County's playing defense, put somebody right there cutting back door or place one of the big men on that block, you got a free 2 points.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she's drawn so many eyeballs and so many defenders her way and drawn a lot of fouls. And right now, she's not converting those opportunities from the free throw line. So if she were doing that, you're okay with this circumstance. But right now, she needs to have a pass instead because that's both free throws missed. Rebound Shelby County with blue. Up to Arnold down the right in transition. Arnold goes for a crazy reverse layup. And it went closer to going to the three-point line than it did the basket. But then they turned that into an open three attempt from Floyd. And it's just going your way right now. What I think that's in the what's it called, a pass to assist there?
Yeah.
That's what she'll be credited for in your scorebook if you're keeping it at home. But Miss Arnold was not trying to pass that ball. Instead, it results in a three for Floyd. 20-4 Aggies. And another turnover. Here comes Shelby County again with Arnold down the left, and she's going to be fouled by Kaylin Cannon.
The Aggies let them speed them up right there on that offensive possession. They let the defender, the pressure from that Shelby County Wildcat defender, get up into him, speed him up, make him dribble, and turn the ball right over. That's been that downfall for Silicaga the past couple of games, is the on-ball pressure has sped them up, taken them out of their offensive sets, and we've seen it right there.
at least at this point, not in the bonus yet. Only the second foul committed for the Aggies in the second period, so they got some to give. And I'm not sure, was it a sub? The official over here stops play.
He was checking to see if it was a one-and-one situation due to the fouls.
Oh, well, only the second foul against the Aggies in the second period, so we're far away from that situation. But substitution is Haley Cannon came in for her sister. Loose ball almost goes Aggies' way, and instead it's going to be an open three for Blue. Miss, rebound, Nancy Hall, and another miss, and that should have been an over the back from Cannell on Jayla Nix. Is that what they've called in the end? Or did he call jump ball? I didn't see.
It looked like he just called a jump ball.
He just called a jump ball. Definitely should have been a foul on Cannell, but the Aggies will take the possession. Got to find something offensively. Jacqueline Harville for three on the right, and it's a little bit off the backboard, and rebound Shelby County with Arnold.
Good look right there.
Arnold just throws the ball away to Jayla Nix. Nix driving inside. Don't know where she was going with that ball. And she loses it. And it'll go back to the Wildcats.
Before that turnover, that was a fantastic look there for Harville. Drive right there. Kick right out to her. She's wide open. Shot didn't fall. It's been the story for Silicaga these past couple of games. Is they get the open shot, it just doesn't fall. Look at that. She is battling with the big girl down there.
Yeah, Cannell has proved to be very tough to deal with down low so far. We've seen Jayla Nix win her fair share of battles down low, but right now it's a good one between her and Cannell when Jayla's been in the game. Here's Blue driving, and another great step through. The Aggies not ready for her to pick the dribble up, and she lays it in for two. 22-4 Shelby County. Here's Smith. Ends up to Harville. Left wing three. Misses. Rebound. Haley Cannon. And I have no idea. She missed the first one. Then a crazy putback attempt goes down. And she's got four of the Aggies' 6 points. 22-6. Almost a steal. And it will be a steal. Great effort there from Journey Smith. Keeping it in. Now Patterson dribbling with it here on the left. Stops. Now it goes over to Harville. Harville trying to drive right baseline. Passes it all the way over to Journey Smith. Misses the three. Offensive rebound for Patterson. Patterson tries to find Harville, but Harville wasn't ready for the pass. Turnover. Shelby County coming down the left with Arnold. Arnold found a wide open Floyd. That was going to be an easy two, but instead a foul called on the floor before the pass. So that's really a great foul there from the Aggies, because that was a no-brainer pass. Floyd had an easy layup, and instead it'll stop play and allow the Aggies to reset their defense.
Smart foul, most definitely. But offensively, I don't think Silicaga can do any better offensively right now. I mean, you're getting open shots, you're finding open shooters, you're battling for offensive rebounds. The shots just aren't falling right now.
Now here's a three from Arnold. Hits the backboard and then rims out. Cannell tries to save it, and it goes to Journey Smith. Excuse me, Haley Cannon. Cannon to Patterson. Harville thinks about the three from the right. Now brings it back over to Patterson at the top. Patterson dribbling just outside the center logo. Oh, and a pass, as the Aggies were not on the same page at all right there. Patterson. Tried to bounce pass it over. To Jada Fluker. And Fluker checking into the game for the first time. Not on the same page. Ball gets away from her, and Jacqueline Harville couldn't save it. Shelby County ball. Arnold drives into the left. Puts up a shot attempt. I guess it came off of Fluker last. It'll stay with Shelby County. 3:14 remaining in the second period. Shelby County leading at home 22-6. Missed three there from Blue. And Aggies get the rebound with Haley Cannon. Here's Jacqueline Harville. Passes on the left to Fluker, and the ball's going to get away and into the hands of Cannell. Turnover. And in transition, and Michaela Caldwell tried to lay it in. She misses, and now Kaylin Cannon straight down the court. Passes to her sister. Her sister's been trapped by two Shelby County players, and then Arnold flies over almost into the student section, knocks the ball out of play. It'll stay with the Aggies.
Are we playing football right now? Like, she just tried to tackle.
It's physical. It's physical in Columbiana.
no doubt.
And Sylacauga's matched the physicality, but they have not matched the shot making. Three attempt from Kaylin Cannon. Misses. Offensive rebound put back by Haley Cannon. She's got six. Haley Cannon has come to play today for the Aggies, and really the only lifeline that they've got in this game so far, scoring the ball. Blue with a crazy shot. Probably was fouled. No call. She's on the floor, and she's just laying down. She's getting up real slowly, holding her left ankle, I believe. She's getting up under her own power. She's limping away. Play was stopped to check on her, and right after, of course, as it normally works, right after play was stopped, then she got up and walked away. She's walking fine now. I think it just kind of shook her up. It was Aggie ball. They got the rebound, so here come the Aggies. Kaylin Cannon over to Kalia Jordan, who's in the game for the first time. And Jordan's going to be fouled. Was that the fifth foul on Shelby County?
Looks like it will be, so it'll be one-and-one situation.
So it should be Kalia Jordan at the line for two. First one misses.
If Sylacauga could just knock down free throws right now, this would be a totally different basketball game.
It would be. I mean, Shelby County struggled at the free throw line early, but they've made up for it since then. The Aggies have not. That free throw is good from Jordan. 22-9. The Aggies have scored the last 5 points. It was 22-4. Now 22-9, open three, and that stops the run for the Aggies. Wide open three made by Michaela Caldwell. Now it's 25-9. Kaylin Cannon going to try to answer. That three's long. Last off of Shelby County, and that's not what's called. It was definitely off of Shelby County last, and that's an unfortunate call against the Aggies.
I mean, those two possessions right there really, really typify what's going on this game. Two open three-pointers. Shelby County makes theirs. Sylacauga doesn't.
Now Floyd passes it inside to Cannell. Cannell then tries to pass it over, and that's going to be a ball out of play off of Shelby County. I guess they're saying it was blocked off of some part of her body. So really good play defensively there from Kaylin Cannon. Now the Aggies come down the court with Jacqueline Harville. Harville swings over Kaylin on the right. Now to Jordan. Jordan tries to dribble inside, loses it. Back up the court. And great job by Shelby County to save it. Open shot attempt there. I think it was Nancy Hall taking the long range too. I think her foot was on the line. She misses, and it'll come off of Shelby County last. It'll go back to the Aggies. That was just crazy transition attempt there. Wild pass after pass. And eventually it ended up in an open shot for Hall. She just couldn't make it. Smith slows it down for the Aggies. Now to Harville. Now to Jordan. And Jordan turns it over. Just trying to find Alexis Bundridge.
That turnover is going to show up as on Jordan in the box score. But right there, the person on the low post has to come up and get that basketball. She just sat there and waited for the ball to come to her.
Jayla Nix tries to inbound, and it went right off of Shelby County and back out of play. So we'll try it again. Check in here. Jordan out of the game. Kaylin Cannon back in. The Cannons, Jacqueline Harville, Journey Smith, and Jayla Nix on the floor, and trying to pass inside to Jayla Nix, and it went off of her last. It'll be Shelby County ball.
Don't agree with that one there. Looked like the Wildcat defender hit it off out of bounds.
Now they're having a discussion here, and they've changed the call right over there in front of the student section for Shelby County. They've changed the call back in favor of the Aggies.
Right call, though.
Silicaga to inbound, inside Cannon, misses, put back attempt, also misses. Now here comes Shelby County with Arnold, and Arnold's going to miss the layup attempt. Rebounds Journey Smith, 22 seconds remains. He's bringing it down the court, finds Jacqueline Harville on the right wing, dribbles inside, now back out. Nice pump fake from Cannon, and she's going to be fouled. Haley Cannon with an opportunity here to extend her run as the leading scorer for the Aggies here in the first half.
The reason that Cannon's going to the free throw line right now is because she was strong with the basketball when she drove. She wasn't just had the ball out lackadaisically driving, throwing random stuff up at the rim. She was strong with the basketball, battling through contact, and the ref rewarded her for doing so.
She's made a living so far in the first half on second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds, putbacks. And right here, trying to score from the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her first appearance there, misses the first one. Here's the second one, and that one is good. The Aggies into double digits here with under 10 seconds remaining in the second period. And now the goal will try to be limiting the damage and try to get into halftime. Remarkably, only down 15. It feels like it's a lot more just due to the offensive woes. 5 seconds remain. Shelby County doesn't recognize the clock, and they're going to probably turn the ball over here. Not going to get a shot attempt up, and that's going to end the half. As Shelby County was really lazy bringing the ball down the court, not aware of the lack of time on the clock. That will end our half with the Aggies trailing by 15. The score as we head to break, Shelby County 25, Silicaga 10. We'll take a break with them. We'll come back with the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Herbal City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
Orthopedics is here. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most types of orthopedic injuries. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Trapiano is located at 120 South Anniston Avenue, just across from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Recently, one of our station vehicles had a flat tire. I'm talking completely flat. Hey, guys, it's Michael Brandon here for Toyota of Silicaga. I made one phone call, one, to Chris Kane, the general manager and owner at Toyota of Silicaga. He got us fixed and ready to go in no time, into the service department and out with ease. They're going to take care of you like family for sure. Check them out now on their website at toyotaofsilicaga.com and see what they can do for you today. They're worth the drive, and they'll prove it.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Silicaga.
Rudd's Laundromat in Silicaga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
La Piñata Mexican Grill has Taco Tuesday specials starting at $1.99, plus Michelob Ultra, bottle and draft, only $2.99 all day. La Piñata, on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Discover adventure and team-building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition, filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla iced lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Reach out to Marble City Plumbing with any drain issues. They have a new drain jetting service, next level drain cleaning that goes above and beyond. Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778. Or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Discover the world of Omnia, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Omnia is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Omnia in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Omnia's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, thank you for joining us here on Mix 106.5 tonight. Doubleheader action here from Columbiana, the Sylacauga Lady Aggie starting off first and starting off very slow here against the Shelby County Lady Wildcats. At one point down 10-0. Since then, it has been extended to a 25-10 lead for the Wildcats at halftime. Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman on the call here this evening. And Alex, we knew it was going to be tough. We looked at the records coming in, the common opponents. Shelby County is a very good squad. But I don't think, especially offensively, the showing from the Aggies is the same as what we come to expect. We expect a little bit more efficiency offensively. What's gone wrong for the Aggies so far on the offensive side of the floor tonight?
I mean, to be honest, it's just that the shots aren't falling. I mean, you've had open three-pointers. You've had open shots at the rim. They just have not fallen. You've been battling down low in the low post to get offensive rebounds. You've been getting putbacks. They just have not fallen. So for Sylacauga in the second half, just don't let the confidence be shot. Be confident continually throughout the rest of the second half. Battle down low. Don't give up. Continue to take those open three-point shots when they're given to you. And just don't give up. Don't give up is the term I can give for Sylacauga in the second half.
Yeah, no quit so far. We mentioned it in the first half. No matter the score throughout the year, these Aggies fight hard. And the bright spark, the player that's led the charge in trying to come back from this large deficit that mounted early for the Wildcats, in my opinion, has been Haley Cannon. And her lack of quit, especially on the offensive boards, getting putback attempts and leading the Aggies in scoring right now in the first half. Can you talk about Haley's play so far tonight?
Yeah, right now she's got 7 of Sylacauga's 10 points, so doing basically everything she can to keep Sylacauga in this basketball game. She's battling down low, like you said, Michael. She's playing really good defense, forced a couple of turnovers in that first half. In the second half, you got to have somebody else help her out, knock down those open three-point shots, find somebody else down in the low post to make an open layup. You just got to get the offense flowing like we've seen Sylacauga be able to do in games past.
The offense definitely struggling. I'll tell you, an offense around the basketball landscape that does not struggle, it's the number one offense in the college basketball. KenPom, the Auburn Tigers, not just number one in the KenPom offensive efficiency, number one in the entire AP poll. Looking at them right now, they currently are leading at home by 10 over a top 15 squad, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And meanwhile, you probably have an update for us for Alabama. How are they doing so
far?
They're
up 25-23 with 6:49 left to go in the first half against Ole Miss.
So the state schools for Alabama playing the state schools for Mississippi. It's a border showdown in college basketball tonight. And it is a county showdown here between Sylacauga and Shelby County. And as we start the second half, the Aggies inbound, try to drive in the lane and immediately stripped of the ball. Shelby County then down the floor, and it's good for two from Kennett Blue. So not the way Coach Victor Smith and the Aggies wanted to start the second half. 27-10 now the score here in the third period. Patterson, Kaylin Cannon, top of the key, thinks about the three, then drives, almost gets it to go. Rebound, Haley Cannon put back, no good. And it looks like Kaylin Cannon came to get the offensive rebound after her sister's miss and was touching the baseline out of bounds as she tried to grab it. It's going to be out of play off of the Aggies in favor of Shelby County. Oh, almost a travel for Floyd as she rolled up the court, picked up a dribble, then gets the ball on a pass back from Blue, then turns it over. Aggies 2-on-1 transition attempt. Haley Cannon, nice move inside. Great play, and then not even aware of the pass. And if any of the Aggies had been ready, they would have had an easy steal there. They do get the two, so back to a 15-point deficit, 27-12. Driving baseline. Aggies trying to get a turnover. Looks like they will. And, oh, great pass in transition to Patterson. Patterson going up with it herself, misses. Rebound, Cannon puts it back up, can't get it. And now here comes Shelby County with Blue. Blue drives, finishes.
Might need to change Blue's name to Flash the way she gets up and down the court.
She cannot miss. And the Aggies do here, coming down the court quick, trying to create a transition opportunity. And now it's 29-12. Blue in the lane once again finishes. And it is tough to believe that she's a seventh grader.
She loves that little step through layup. She's done that a couple of times here in this game and she's been so effective at it.
31-12. Three attempt coming up from Kaylin Cannon, misses. And Journey Smith does really good there to knock the ball off of Cadence Cannell last. It'll stay with the Aggies. We got a couple of substitutions coming in the game. And Jada Fluker back in for the Aggies. And Dixon into the game. As a three attempt goes up. Miss from Patterson. And here comes Shelby County. Three-on-one opportunity. Blue takes it herself in that opportunity. It'll miss the layup. Rebound. Floyd gets it to Dixon. Now to Arnold. Arnold's going to be fouled as she puts it in and almost got it to go. Foul's going to be on Patterson.
Offensively for Sylacauga, back-to-back possessions. Once again, I'm repeating myself, where you have an open three-point shot on both the possessions, and the shot doesn't fall. There's just a lid on the rim right now for Sylacauga, and it hasn't come off the past two games.
First free throw for Arnold. Going to be short. Arnold's second free throw is good, and that puts Shelby County up by 20. 5:30 remaining in the third period. The Aggies trailing 32-12. A lot of stagnant movement around the perimeter, and Patterson does get a lane to drive right baseline, but then her shot's blocked. Three-on-two opportunity in transition for Shelby County. Blue this time passes it off to Floyd, but great play there from Jada Fluker to steal. Then she tries to find the ball up the court, looking for Journey Smith in transition and threw it too far. Turns it right back over to Shelby County.
On their previous possession, when she drove to the basket and tried to get underhanded layup, if she had been patient and passed the ball, looked behind her, Jayla Nix had pinned the defender on her rear end, and she'd had open layup if she passed to her.
Oh. Almost a great steal there from Haley Cannon, but Blue's able to retrieve it in the backcourt. Brings it back up since it was tipped. Now she's lost it. Patterson and Blue fighting for it on the ground, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it down here with Shelby County. Shot up and missed. Rebound Smith and tries to find Patterson in transition, and it's too far overhead. Couldn't get it. And I don't know how many times I've said that, not just in this game, but this year. Those long passes, I mean, it's a good idea. You got somebody over the top in a one-on-one or possibly one-on-zero situation, but it's just about efficiency and making sure that that pass is good. And that's
Blue attire.
It goes both ways because Shelby County immediately throws it away here on even more routine pass. And like you said, blue attire. Morgan Arnold lost her shoe diving for it. Fluker. Patterson. Smith. Smith misses the shot. Then tries to get her a steal after the rebound for Shelby County. Can't get it. Here's Blue. Blue driving to her left. I don't understand what just happened. I thought she traveled. No call, no foul. Goes up and puts it in for two. 34-12.
It's like Ryan Williams for Alabama. You telling me she's a seventh grader?
Yeah, you tell me she's 17? I hope she's not 17 in the seventh grade. Put back, foul, and the Aggies will go to the line for two. Kendon Blue is not your typical seventh grader.
That's why she's playing varsity basketball. I mean, so talented.
Jalen Nix was the Aggie that was fouled, goes to the line, misses her first free throw. don't want to know the free throw percentage tonight for the Aggies.
I can tell you one thing. It's not good. And tomorrow's practice, all they're going to be doing, shooting free throws and making sure you pass the ball correctly. That's been the two things that have been their undoing.
Jayla Nix heard the message there and makes the second one. Shelby County not aware that they were supposed to inbound after the made free throw. Arnold puts it up, misses. Rebound Aggies. Haley Cannon looking for a teammate, finds Fluker. Fluker passes it back to Haley Cannon. Back to Fluker. To Kaylin Cannon. Back to Fluker. All the way over to the right. Foul and one. That, all right. It looked like it had to be a foul on the floor, and she hadn't gone up with it yet, and said it's counted in the shooting motion. So we'll take that one. Journey Smith, two, and a possible third.
Similar to what Blue's done on the other end, a little bit of a step through, kind of hop on the way to the easy layup.
We're playing NBA rules tonight. You can travel through contact, clearly, based on what I've been seeing so far.
I mean, Kid in Blue has looked like James Harden at some points in this game.
But she plays better defense.
I mean, that's not hard to do the way James Harden plays defense. We get an infant down in there to play better defense than James Harden.
Journey's had quite a few free throw attempts so far tonight. Try to make this one. Can't get it to go. And a jump ball. That should stick with the Aggies. It does. 34-15. The Aggies got down early. A 10-0 run to start the game, and it's been like that ever since. Three ball attempt from Fluker off the mark, and it bounces around. Pinball action eventually ends up with Shelby County. Here's Floyd. Bounce pass attempt into Arnold, and Arnold's going to be body checked out of bounds. Arnold was trying to pass it back to Floyd instead. Going to be the second foul on the Aggies here in the third period. It's nice to see a period go by when there's only been four fouls committed by both teams combined, and you're over 5 minutes into the period.
The rest are letting them play, and I like to see that. It's been physical. It's not like it hasn't been physical. Both these teams battling down low, trying to get rebounds, diving for loose balls, tackling players, and the refs have really let it go. And I like to see that happen in these games.
Can we talk about, at halftime, the outstanding performance of the Kid in the Blue hoodie in the three-point putback game? I mean, he couldn't even get the ball to the rim from the three-point line, but he didn't get put out. The only reason he got put out was because it was time to clear the court and get ready for the second half. I mean, fantastic. If you can't make a three-point shot and nobody can still put you out, he's playing smart. He was getting the ball close and then going in and laying it up. Incredible performance. One of the MVPs of the night. Here's Shelby County. Ball gets loose. And now it's in Jada Fluker's hands with the Aggies, pushing it down the court in a 2v3 opportunity. Still had the opportunity to lay it in with Patterson if that pass finds the mark. Shelby County stuck a hand in the way. It'll be out of play and stay with the Aggies. Fluker inbounds left baseline to Smith. Now Patterson top of the key. Patterson swings it to Harville right. Harville back to Patterson. Patterson. Harville. Dribbling right wing. Nice pass over three.
Oh, my.
Over three Shelby County players. And that, then it can't be finished.
That was the prettiest pass all night.
That's the best pass of the night, and it's sad to not see it pay off.
But it's just been that way for Sylacauga the past two games against Briarwood, now Shelby County. They get the open looks. They just cannot get them to go down.
Arnold driving left baseline, passes it back inside to Blue, and Blue's going to be fouled as she goes up with it. Only nine dressed out for Shelby County. All nine have played, and all nine have contributed. They're a team that looks like a contender in this area, led by Kenna Blue and Morgan Arnold. A contender for the next few years. Arnold, a sophomore, and Blue, a seventh grader. Three attempt from Floyd. Misses. Harville tries to get the rebound. Slipped out of her hands as she tried to save it. And it's going to be with Shelby County. We got a 30-second timeout here. Didn't see which team called it, but I'm assuming Shelby County. We will take a quick break with them here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
And Shelby County, quick as lightning before we can even get back, with a transition coming out of their own baseline. The Aggies now with the ball, trying to go up with it, and Haley Cannon is going to be called with a travel. I thought that was a jump ball. I thought that was good defense. Didn't think it should have been a travel, but
right,
wouldn't matter. Shelby County's got the possession arrow.
Right there, Cannon should have not taken the shot up to begin with. She should have looked at it, faced the rim, realized that it's not a good shot, turned back around, passed it back out, and let the offense reset instead of taking up a contested jump shot, which has been their undoing for the past couple of games.
Shelby County breaks the press really creatively, but then Arnold can't finish the layup. Driving into the lane, Smith can't get it to go, gets her own rebound. Ball's loose. Nix trying to fight for it, but Floyd gets it. Floyd, one-on-one break against Harville. Layup missed. Rebound. Griffin then falls to Floyd again. Floyd misses another one. Now Blue goes up with it and gets it to go. And the foul.
Are we sure she's a seventh grader? Are you 100%?
Check the birth certificate, because she is playing phenomenally. Remember the name, Kenneth Blue.
She's definitely going to be a mainstay in this region for as long as Shelby County and Sylacauga play each other in the region.
I mean, you look at the results for the Wildcats so far this year. You know, an 11-point loss to Winterboro early in the season in November. We know how good Winterboro is for a 1A school. 7-point win over Talladega. A 54-point win over Montevallo as a traditional three-point attempt does not go, but then fighting for the rebound and getting it is Floyd, and then she's going to be fouled by an Aggie, and Floyd will go. That's the fifth foul on the Aggie, so Floyd will go to the line for two. 20-point win over Thorsby. 37-point win over St. Clair County. 50-point win over Westminster. A 2-point loss to Vincent. The wins over Thorsby, Comer. They do have an 0-2 record in the region, in the area. They've also lost to Briarwood and Clay Central, but right now, Sylacauga has a lot of work to do in the area. A lot of work to do in this game, down 24. And that one is good. Put back attempt on the missed three.
I'm going to call that a pass. That was a great pass right there.
And Shelby County goes down the court and turns it over a little quickly. Defense! 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 Natalie Deason in the game for the Aggies for the first time tonight. She's got the ball, tries to pass it inside to Kaylin Cannon. Then hits the floor trying to get the rebound or get the loose ball. It's going to be out of play off of her. Now back to Shelby County.
No quit for Silicaga right now. I mean, you see Natalie Deason turn the ball over right there, but he needs a battle, tries to get the loose ball. Unfortunately, he goes out of bounds, but no quit.
And the Aggies turn him over and then immediately turn it over. Back and forth we go. Eight seconds remain. The Aggies down 39-17 in the third period. Unaware of the clock, Blue does put it up right before the buzzer. And it's every period so far has ended that way where teams are not aware of the shot of the game clock. We will take a break here as we enter the fourth period. The Aggies down 22. Stay with us here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Sylacauga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Sylacauga Parks and Recreation online at sylacauga.recdesk.com for more information.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Fourth period underway here, the first of two contests here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. The Lady Aggies trailing the Lady Wildcats of Shelby County 39-17. What a save there by Kenneth Blue, keeping the ball from going past the half-court line. It would have been an over and back if she hadn't saved it. 3 points in from Morgan Arnold, goes up. Blue gets the rebound, puts it back, and that one misses as well. Rebound number 31 for the Aggies. Jacqueline Harville, three from the right, is good.
Finally, the lid is off the rim now.
Off the rim from the – that's the first three-pointer made for the Aggies tonight, I believe. It's been – very tough. I may have made one in the second period I can think of now. That's been about it, though. And the first one made for Jacqueline Harville. Three attempt for Floyd, misses. Rebound, though, Griffin, and she's going to be fouled on the putback.
Well, defender right there, reach down to slap at the basketball. You have the height advantage right there if you're swinging. Stick your hands up, contest the shorter player, and you're most likely just going to get a contested shot and a missed shot from that offensive player for Shelby County.
So Griffin to the line. One of the two seniors on this squad. First free throw is good. Score now 40-20. Still no running clock in the fourth, so the Aggies still have a good fighting chance. They can turn things around. Second is missed from the free throw line from Griffin. And like a kick pass there from Cannon to Cannon. It cannoned off her foot. It eventually ends up in Journey Smith's hands, and she lays it in for two.
It's like hot potato down low with the basketball right there, bounced between about three different players.
Aggie's trying to trap here in the corner. Blue gets rid of it. Cross court. Now it bounces off a Shelby County foot, ends up in Cadence Cannell's hands, and that's a late jump ball call. The official waits until the ball's out of play after Cannell had ripped it out and it went out of play and then calls a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Aggies, but if you're going to call a jump ball, you got to call it while it's still tied up between two players.
Definitely have to, but it's Silicaga ball, so no complaints here on the Aggie Sports Network.
Well, I mean, we'll take it, but when there's another jump ball later and it should be the Aggies' ball again and it's not going to be, that's when I'm going to be really upset. 40-22, 6:18 remains. Maybe the Aggies can get something going here in the fourth period. A bit of confusion here. Officials talking it over with each other and then talking with Coach Victor Smith. Ball, it's called a jump ball in favor of the Aggies. I believe it's staying that way. Didn't see any indication that the call was changed on the floor. Jacqueline Harville shoots a three from the right wing. A little bit long. Rebound, Journey Smith. Tries to go back up with it. Excuse me, Haley Cannon. And no foul call. It's off of Haley Cannon last. It'll be Shelby County ball.
Harville is not afraid to shoot that basketball. She's done that multiple times where she's gone up down the court, stood right there in her zone, and shot that three-pointer. Just only made one thus far. But if she can knock those down at an efficient rate, she's going to be scary.
Griffin tries to answer with a three down here. Missed, but the rebound gotten back by Floyd. To Blue, back to Floyd. Now to Morgan. And Morgan's going to be fouled going up with it. Morgan Arnold will head to the line for two. While we wait for those free throws to take place, let's take a quick break here. Station identification here on Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Silicauga, Childersburg, home of the Silicauga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
First free throw, no good for Morgan Arnold. Second one also misses. Rebound Aggies. Here's Journey Smith bringing it down the right side of the floor. Crosses over to her left in the lane. Underhand lay-in, misses, rebound Aggies. Another rebound for the Aggies, and that's going to be a foul on Shelby County.
Silicauga has firmly won the rebound battle in this game. It's just come down to when they get those rebounds, they haven't been able to make those give-me's at the basket.
Only the, I believe, second foul of the fourth period against Shelby County. There's still no free throws. Foul was on the rebound attempt on the floor. Shelby County knocks the ball out of play on the inbound attempt. We'll do it again. Almost do it a second time. And now Aggies lose the ball. Floyd in transition. Going to be fouled. She can't get it to go. That's a hard foul. Another double-team foul from Harville and Journey Smith.
Numerous times tonight, Silicauga has just thrown it into coverage. If you're the Silicauga Aggie with the basketball trying to pass it, utilize the pass fake. Get the defender to bite, and then have that player cut back door or fade for an open three-pointer. Too many times tonight, they just tried to force it or telegraph that pass right into the hands of a Shelby County Wildcat. So for Silicauga, you've got to utilize the ball fake, the pass fake, and utilize ball or off-the-ball movement.
And Floyd misses the first but makes the second. 19-point lead. Harville was ready to aim and fire again but couldn't hold on to the ball after the pass. Now the Aggies working inside and a nice two put up and good for Swain. Her first bucket of the game. Aggies within 17. Aggies are going to trap. Aggies are going to press the rest of this game. Shelby County able to get it across the half-court line with Blue. Looking left, goes back to her right to Floyd. Floyd almost backs up past the half court, and then she throws it away. Turnover. Aggies now with the ball. Here's Journey Smith down the left. Over to Harville. Harville wide open for three. Leaves it short. And now here's Floyd against Harville in transition one-on-one, and Floyd will lay it in. 43-24. Aggies pushed inside, had an opportunity there. Cannon threw the ball away. And a late foul call on Harville on Blue. really late foul call. I do think she fouled her, but, man, that was late.
Really late whistle from the official right there. I mean, Silicaga had the ball and was almost down the court at that point.
Instead, it'll be Kennett Blue at the line for two. First is no good. You got Emily Dixon coming in. Substitution for Shelby County. Second free throw from Blue. Also misses long. Rebound Harville. Harville then tries to pass it to Journey Smith. The ball gets knocked away, but off of Shelby County last. Now here comes the tandem of Harville and Journey Smith up the court. Pass to Kaylin Cannon. Cannon tries to find Smith, but it's stolen away by Morgan Arnold, who lays it in for two.
Right there, you throw it right into the hands of the defender. Utilize the pass fake. Utilize a jab step or something.
And head coach Sasha Knighton over here slapping the floor to get his team energized into the game as the Aggies hit a three. Right down the court, practically in transition, and now defense has broken down for both sides, but then a huge swipe away from Journey Smith. Looks up the court, tries to find Haley Cannon. Cannon gets the ball and just can't hold on to it. Then tried to save it right under the basket. Goes back to Shelby County. And now Shelby County, is that a timeout? I thought it was a foul call, but it's not. It's a timeout in favor of Shelby County. Down, or Shelby County up 18 with 3:42 remaining. We'll take a break here with them on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Given diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns. The official team builder sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
3:42 remaining in the fourth period. The Aggies down 18, 45-27, visiting at the Shelby County Lady Wildcats. And the play of some of these Wildcats has been majestic, to say the least. We've seen Kenneth Blue and Morgan Arnold among the leading scorers and leading playmakers for this Wildcat team that looking for their first area win over the Aggies. The Aggies aren't going to quit just yet. Shelby County getting a few opportunities here. Kenneth Blue with the last one goes up with it and misses, and it's going to be off the Aggies. It'll stay with the Wildcats. Blue will take a three, long three, off the mark, but then the rebound with Arnold. Floyd, pump fake, then decides not to shoot it, backs it out. Harville looking for a teammate to help trap. Floyd picks up her dribble, then finds Blue on the right. Blue, nice crossover to get past an Aggie. Bounce pass to Griffin, open mid-range two, misses. Rebound, Journey Smith. Haley Cannon. Haley Cannon brings up the court. Passes over to Harville, left. Harville all the way to Journey Smith on the right wing for three. Misses. Rebound Griffin. Has it immediately stolen away from her by Haley Cannon, who lays it in and gets the foul.
No quit. No quit to any player for Silicaga. Misses the three-pointer, follows her shot, gets the rebound, and is rewarded with 2 points, trying to get 3 points the old-fashioned way.
And that has been Haley Cannon's bread and butter all season, but especially tonight. On the offensive glass, you have to be aware of her at all times. And that one necessarily a rebound, but she wasn't done with the play on the offensive side of the court. Still looking for a second chance opportunity. She got it back, and she earned her spot at the free throw line. Here's a high arcing free throw attempt, 3-point play, and it's not going to hit anything, so that's going to be a violation, and it'll be Shelby County ball. .247 remains. The Aggies down 16. The Aggies will continue to press the issue. Trying to trap here. Blue will break it. Dribbling through defenders. Floyd thinks about a three. Now Arnold pushes inside, tries to lay it in, and she gets it to go hard off the glass for two. 47-29. Smith. Kaylin Cannon back to Smith on the right. And Smith tries a long-range pass all the way over to the left side, and it just gets away from, I believe that was Swain. Shelby County, blue to Griffin. Griffin dribbling right baseline, finds Cadence Cannell open now on the block. Then she passes it back out to the three-point line to Arnold. Swain pulls it all the way out. Not going to shoot. No reason to for Shelby County. Now up 18 with 2 minutes remaining. Cannell passes it long to Swain. Swain wide open, passes up the three. And Shelby County content to just pass the ball around. Aggie's not quitting, trying to find a way to get the ball back. And it was Kaylin Cannon diving to swat the ball away out of bounds. 1:42 remains. And I mean, you got to commend the effort, Alex, on the Aggies knowing what the scoreboard looks like, the game situation, and their offensive struggles throughout the entire game. They are still not quitting defensively.
Yeah, the way they're playing right now, you would think they're within like 1 or 2 points, and they're down by double digits, but they're continuing to fight. They're continuing to battle. They're not giving up, fighting for every loose ball they possibly can and running a good offense, what they have been known for in this game.
The Aggies do create a turnover and in transition. Come down the court, and Journey Smith lays it in for two. 1:30 remains. The Aggies down 16. Coach Victor Smith imploring his team to come forward, try to create more issues, and instead, Blue's able to break the press, drives in the lane, does try to go up with a shot this time, and she's fouled.
Silicon has found their most success when they press any team, really. And when you don't make shots, you don't have the ability to set up your press. So if Silicaga is able to take the lid off the basket in their future games and they're able to set up that press and able to turn you over like they did Lincoln in that first game after Christmas break, they can win basketball games game after game after game. But right now, they're just in a shooting slump, and if they can get battle back from that, they will find a lot of success going forward.
Tonight has just not been the Aggies' night offensively, and Shelby County has done enough to secure the victory, at least a minute and 15 away from doing that. One of two free throws good from Kenneth Blue. The score now 48-31 as we hit the final minute. Aggies with the ball. And that's going to be a miss. Rebound for the Aggies. Journey Smith has the ball knocked away from her, I think, by Morgan Arnold. And Arnold touches it last, so 51.3 remains. Stays with the Aggies. Inbound to Harville. Harville, Journey Smith, inside pass, and it's going to be swatted away, stolen by Floyd. Floyd passes it to Griffin. Griffin, oh, stolen away by Smith. Smith pushes inside and is going to lay it in for two. Defended by Blue. Blue tried to swat it away at the last second, but Journey Smith stood her ground and laid it in. 48-33, 24.6 remains. Kenneth Blue just dribbling around everybody, and she's going to lay it in.
It's like watching James Harden all over again, man.
She's got plenty of handles. And the Aggies still relentlessly trying to make every second of this game count as Journey Smith drives in the lane and is fouled. 8.5 remains. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. The Aggies will, in all likelihood, barring the most miraculous comeback in basketball history, move to 0-3 in area play. And this is not a hole that Coach Smith wanted to see his Lady Aggies in. They have to turn around this Friday night against Clay at Clay County and find a way to get in the win column in the area against what we know is a very good team. They came to Nichols Lawson Gym last Tuesday, and they made it really tough on the Lady Aggies that night. I'm sure it's not going to be much different in terms of game plan. The Aggies are going to have to come mentally prepared, try to pull off an upset. 3.9 remains, 50-33. Shelby County about to secure their first area win. And a lot of physical play here. And it's going to be a foul on Jada Fluker. She was defending Kenneth Blue on the inbound. So two free throws for Kenneth Blue. No time went off the clock. First free throw missed from Blue. Of course, stick around with us. Coming up in just about 10 to 15 minutes after the conclusion of this game is second free throw also missed by Blue. Blue then tries to get her own rebound, misses. Harville tries to shoot it from just past half court. Can't get it there, and that's going to end the ball game. Stick around. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman will be on the call for the Varsity Boys Contest as the Aggies try to move to 17-2, I believe, in Varsity Boys Basketball, continuing their incredible run this year. Thank you for listening to us tonight for some Varsity Girls, and, of course, we'll be back with you Friday night from Clay County. The final score here for the Lady Aggies, they lose to Shelby County 50-33.